A warm welcome to everyone at Bookie. Our journey today takes us through the pages of 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think. 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think by Brianna Wiest is a profound and transformative collection of essays that delve into the depths of human existence. This book is a roadmap to self-discovery, personal growth, and emotional intelligence. Wiest, an acclaimed writer and thought leader, is known for her insightful and engaging writing style, which is evident in this collection. She has an uncanny ability to articulate complex emotions and experiences in a way that resonates with a wide range of readers. This summary is divided into 5 major sections, each focusing on a critical aspect of personal development: self-awareness, change, relationships, mindset, and a review and summary. Wiest provides practical tools and strategies for introspection and self-discovery, helping readers understand themselves better. She also explores the dynamics of personal and professional relationships, emphasizing the importance of setting boundaries and practicing self-love. She discusses the inevitability of change and offers strategies for coping with and adapting to change. She emphasizes the transformative power of change in personal growth. The book also delves into the power of positive thinking and a growth mindset, highlighting their impact on personal and professional success. 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think is not just a book. It's a journey of self-discovery and personal growth. It's a guide that encourages readers to reflect, introspect, and grow. It's a book that challenges you to question your beliefs, confront your fears, and embrace change. It's a book that encourages you to be the best version of yourself. As Oprah Winfrey once said, books were my pass to personal freedom. This book, 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think, is indeed a pass to personal freedom. It will help you break free from limiting beliefs and empower you to live a life of purpose, passion, and fulfillment. This book is a must-read for anyone seeking personal growth and self-improvement. It's a book that will indeed change the way you think. We will now proceed by exploring this book through 4 main parts. Now, let's turn our attention to the initial part, which is all about understanding self. Understanding oneself is the cornerstone of personal growth and development. It is the first step towards achieving emotional intelligence and self-awareness. In her book, 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think, Brianna Wiest delves into the concept of understanding self, breaking it down into 3 main components: the importance of self-awareness, tools for introspection and self-discovery, and the role of emotional intelligence in self-understanding. The first component, the importance of self-awareness, cannot be overstated. Self-awareness, as Wiest explains, is the conscious knowledge of one's character, feelings, motives, and desires. It is the ability to objectively evaluate oneself, manage personal biases, and understand how one is perceived by others. But why is self-awareness so crucial? It is because it allows us to understand how we are perceived by others, how our actions impact others, and how we react to certain situations. It is the foundation of emotional intelligence and a key determinant of personal and professional success. Wiest emphasizes that self-awareness is not an innate trait, but a skill that can be cultivated over time. This cultivation of self-awareness is a journey, an exploration of the self that requires honesty, introspection, and a willingness to confront uncomfortable truths. It is a journey that can lead to profound personal growth and improved relationships. It allows us to understand and manage our emotions, leading to improved emotional regulation and resilience. It enables us to recognize our strengths and weaknesses, helping us make informed decisions about our personal and professional lives. Self-awareness also allows us to understand how our actions and behaviors impact others, leading to improved interpersonal relationships. Consider, for example, a person struggling with anger management. Without self-awareness, this person might not recognize the triggers for their anger or the impact of their anger on others. They might blame others for their anger, leading to strained relationships and personal discontent. However, with self-awareness, this person would be able to recognize their anger triggers, understand the impact of their anger on others, and take steps to manage their anger effectively. Wiest also highlights the role of self-awareness in personal growth. She argues that personal growth is not about changing who we are, but about becoming more of who we are. This process of becoming requires self-awareness, understanding our values, passions, and aspirations, while recognizing our potential and working towards realizing it, is essential. Take, for instance, a person who feels unfulfilled in their career. Without self-awareness, this person might continue in their unfulfilling career, leading to personal discontent and stagnation. However, with self-awareness, this person would be able to recognize their unfulfillment, understand its source, and take steps towards a more fulfilling career, such as pursuing further education, changing careers, or starting their own business. Transitioning from the importance of self-awareness, the next component Wiest explores is the tools for introspection and self-discovery. Wiest emphasizes that introspection is not a passive process, but an active one that requires effort, time, and the right tools. These tools for introspection and self-discovery, as Wiest outlines, include journaling, meditation, mindfulness practices, and therapy. Journaling, according to Wiest, is one of the most potent tools for introspection and self-discovery. It provides a safe space for us to express our thoughts and feelings without judgment. It allows us to track our thoughts and emotions over time, helping us identify patterns and triggers. By understanding these patterns and triggers, we can work towards managing them effectively. Take, for example, a person struggling with anxiety. By journaling their thoughts and feelings, this person can identify the situations that trigger their anxiety and the thoughts that exacerbate it. They can then use this understanding to develop coping strategies, such as cognitive restructuring or exposure therapy. Meditation and mindfulness practices are other tools that Wiest recommends for introspection and self-discovery. These practices encourage us to slow down, be present, and observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment. They cultivate self-awareness, emotional regulation, and stress management. For instance, a person struggling with stress might find relief through mindfulness meditation. By focusing on their breath and observing their thoughts without judgment, they can reduce their stress levels and develop a more balanced perspective on their stressors. Therapy, according to Wiest, is another powerful tool for introspection and self-discovery. A skilled therapist can provide a safe and supportive environment for exploring our thoughts and feelings. They can challenge our cognitive distortions, provide new perspectives, and guide us towards self-understanding and growth. Consider a person struggling with low self-esteem. Through therapy, this person can explore the root of their self-esteem issues, challenge their negative self-beliefs, and work towards healthier self-perceptions. Wiest also emphasizes that introspection and self-discovery are not one-time processes, but ongoing ones. They require continuous effort, patience, and self-compassion. They also require a willingness to confront uncomfortable truths and to change unhelpful patterns of thinking and behaving. As we delve deeper into understanding self, we arrive at the third component, the role of emotional intelligence in self-understanding. Emotional intelligence, as Wiest describes, is the ability to recognize, understand, and manage our own emotions, as well as to empathize with the emotions of others. According to Wiest, emotional intelligence is a crucial aspect of self-understanding. Wiest emphasizes that emotional intelligence is not an innate trait, but a skill that can be cultivated. Cultivating emotional intelligence involves developing self-awareness, emotional regulation, empathy, and social skills. These components of emotional intelligence are interconnected and contribute to our overall self-understanding. Self-awareness, the cornerstone of emotional intelligence, is the ability to recognize and understand our emotions. Self-awareness could be understood as the conscious knowledge of one's own character, feelings, motives, and desires, and how these elements shape one's perceptions and interactions with the world. Wiest argues that without self-awareness, we cannot understand our emotional triggers, reactions, and patterns. For example, a person with high self-awareness might recognize that they feel anxious before public speaking, understand that this anxiety stems from a fear of judgment, and take steps to manage this fear. Emotional regulation, another component of emotional intelligence, is the ability to manage our emotions effectively. Wiest asserts that without emotional regulation, we are at the mercy of our emotions, which can lead to impulsive decisions and strained relationships. For instance, a person with high emotional regulation might feel angry at a colleague's criticism, but choose to respond calmly and constructively instead of lashing out. Empathy, according to Wiest, is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. Empathy enhances our self-understanding by providing insight into our values, beliefs, and attitudes. One example is a person who feels empathy towards homeless people might realize that they value social justice and want to contribute to alleviating homelessness. Social skills, the final component of emotional intelligence, involve interacting effectively with others. Wiest argues that our social interactions provide valuable feedback about ourselves. For instance, a person with strong social skills might notice that they thrive in team settings, suggesting that they value collaboration and community. Understanding self is a multifaceted concept that involves self-awareness, introspection, self-discovery, and emotional intelligence. It is a journey that requires continuous effort and commitment. As Wiest beautifully articulates in her book, the journey to understanding self is not about becoming a different person, but becoming the person you were always meant to be.
Was zum Teufel, du Bastard! Du bist tot, du kleiner Hundeficker!
Und dieser kleine Hundeficker, das ist unser Werner. Ein ganz normaler Berliner Kleinstkrimineller, der dann aber im Knast das Ding seines Lebens dreht.
Una Fantastica Risetta Perla Pizza.
Er klaut seinem Zellengenossen ein Pizzarezept. Aber nicht irgendeins. Und mit dem eröffnet Werner dann die beste Pizzeria Berlins. Doch Werners Glück ist nur von kurzer Dauer. Denn es hagelt Probleme. Werners Pizzaparadies. Erstmals großes Kino- und Podcast-Format. Mit fetter Starbesetzung. Alina But, Kida Ramadan, Edin Hasanovic, Oliver Koritke, Ralf Richter, Ben Becker, Winfried Glatzeder, Anna Schmidt und viele mehr. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. 14. Mai. Ist Release von Werners Pizzaparadies. Abonniert die Scheiße jetzt sofort, sonst verpasst ihr was. Los schon, ich kann euch nicht sehen. Wo abonniert ihr die Kacke? Jetzt macht schon, mach!
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.